The morning gently rest upon my heart. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Like you do every morning, gently rest upon my heart. Yes. I like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart. Like you do every morning, gently rest upon my heart. Like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart. Like you do every morning, gently rest upon my heart. Rest, Jesus. Like the dew in the morning. Rest, Jesus. Like the dew in the morning. Rest, Jesus. Like the dew in the morning, I gently rest upon my heart. Like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart. Say rest, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Rest, Jesus. I like the dew in the morning. Rest, Jesus. Rest, Jesus. Rest, Jesus. Like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart. Hallelujah. Like you do every morning, gently rest upon my heart. Say rest, Jesus. Rest, Jesus. Rest, Jesus. And like the dew in the morning, rain, Jesus. Rain, Jesus. Rain, Jesus. And like the dew in the morning, move, Jesus. Move, Jesus. Move, Jesus. And like the dew in the morning, yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. And like the dew in the morning, rain, Jesus. Move, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Like the dew in the morning, like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart. Like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart. Gently rest upon my heart. Gently rest upon Hallelujah. Like the dew in the morning. Hallelujah. As the deer panted for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. For you alone are my strength, my shield. You alone may my spirit yield. For you alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. You're my friend, and you are my brother, even though you are a king. I love you more than any other, so much more than anything. For you alone are my strength, my shield. You alone doth my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. I want you more than gold or silver, only you can satisfy. You alone are the real joy giver, even though the apple of my eye. You alone are my strength, my shield. You alone may my spirit yield. For you alone are my heart's desire. Hallelujah. For you alone are my strength, my shield. You alone does my spirit yield. For you alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. For you alone are my strength, my shield. You alone may my spirit yield. For you alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship
worship you, and I long to worship you, and I long to worship you. Hallelujah. Frida, are you there?
Yes, yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away.
Thank you, Mr. Rodler. I so appreciate you this morning. God is good. Rise, Jesus. Good morning, good morning. God rewards Tuesday. Let us pray. Thank you, Jesus, for proclaiming that we don't have to face troubles alone. Lord, you have assured us in your word that nothing can separate us from you and your love. As you reward us, as we go through this through our day, please give us the supernatural assurance of these of the truth. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for two outstanding co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for connecting everyone in the Master Call Monday through Friday. Friday, while we're just going to be celebrating next month our 10th year in the Master's Call. So we thank you. We are going to be rewarded. We thank you, Lord. Lord, we want to pray for every prayer warrior guest that joins here this morning on the on this call this morning, Lord, and thought it was not Robert to be with us. Lord, we appreciate everyone in the Diaz de Leon family for sharing our life worldwide. We lift up Mother Oliver, Mother Joseph, Mother Eleanor, Mother Scott this morning. Give them the help and strength to move forward. We pray for every sick and shut in. Everybody has been touched by COVID-19. Touch them, Lord. Give them the strength to go on this journey. Hallelujah. We touch every bereaved family, Lord. Lord, go by and touch them, comfort them like never before, Lord. They need you. Hallelujah. Father, we love you and we adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Honorable Cynthia Cox. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Oh, Minister Mayor, take it away.
Praise God, praise God. God bless you. God bless you this morning. Yes, I love that tag, God's Reward Tuesday. Today he has rewarded us with the ninth month of the year of 2020, and we're so thankful to God for giving us September 1st, 2020. And like the dew in the morning, Lord, just let your presence rest upon our hearts this morning. Thank you so much, Minister Rosalind Peters, Psalmist Rosalind Peters, for ushering us up before the presence of the Lord and just feel his presence like never before, because as the deer pants for the water, our souls are truly panting for the Lord, our God. Thank you, thank you, thank you both for being the blessing you are. Good morning, TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell, residing here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and we are in the year of 2020 where we are getting ready to celebrate our 10th year here on the Master's Call. This call was founded by our doctors, P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who said yes to the Master with Psalms 88:13 on their hearts, and where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, the mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And truly, for 10 years, this call has done such for so many, and we're thankful to God for it. We do have a website you can go to daily, 24/7. It's www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net, and you'll notice that all the messages have been archived there for the past 10 years, as well as the bios of our speakers. And this year, the theme for this year, 2020, with supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us, the evidence of greater works must be released and seen. And we are declaring greater works as we go forth in this year of 2020. Even through the pandemic, God will do the greater works, and he's doing just that. Now, many of you might feel led of the Lord to be a part of this ministry. We encourage you to do so. Listen, we are not this little tight group that don't allow anybody to come in. We want you to be a part of it. If God is nudging on your heart to come and be a blessing with this ministry, please do so. Be a blessing to others. You never know. Just by you greeting someone, we need to hear your voice. You might want to host. You might want to sing it to the Lord. You may even have a word from the Lord. We definitely want to hear what God has placed upon your heart. So send your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, yours truly will contact you. Now, guess what? You can also send your prayer requests as well as your praise reports to that same site, that email address. That's info@themasterscall.net. But on Fridays, we can take your call, your prayer requests, as well as your praise report on Fridays. Now, what actually brought most of us together is this awesome health and wellness company called Artists International, which has been in service and blessing people with the healthiest products around the world. And it's been in existence over 30 years. And here we are, Artist Life, with the wonderful products that can really help your health. Get with the person inviting you to the call, and they'll share more information with you. Now, we do have the morning motivational call that's held every Monday through Friday right after this call, where you can get more information on these wonderful health products. And today is Presidential Tuesday, where they'll be speaking more, I think, about the about being a part of the company. And that number is 712-770-4005, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. Now, I had a lady text me and said, you know, I was trying to get on the call and I couldn't because it was directing me somewhere else. Well, your provider may try to get you to make a charge, try to charge you for getting on these calls. If that be the case with someone, here is the number to give them. And that is 716-293-9707. 716-293-9707. They dial that first and then the number, and they'll surely get in. We definitely want to invite many people to come and get a blessing from the Lord. Well, now I'm getting ready to get out of the way because we have a dynamic speaker that is coming on to share with us. Listen, there is not one time where this woman has come up on this call and have not been truly a blessing with the message God gives her. Oh, my goodness. She is one of our co-founders. She, by trade, is a mathematician and an engineer. By heart, she is our mother eagle and a caregiver for her wonderful mother, Mother Josie. But by the Spirit of the Lord, she is a teacher, a preacher, a prophetic woman of God, a woman who loves the Lord with all her heart. And she, I tell you, she can preach up one wall and down another. And I'm so thankful that God has brought me into the presence of this wonderful woman who has founded many organizations, has been a blessing to many people, knows so many people around the world. But I'm getting out of the way to introduce to some and present to others our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon of Prairie View, Texas. Are you there, Dr. V?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Thank you for that extremely kind introduction. So humbled by your words, and know a hundredfold mega love is coming back your way. So appreciate you as our prayer general, and definitely a pillar I lean on where we get so much done together. Thank you for your continued labor of love. Appreciate you. Minister Rosalind, there in that Bowie, Maryland town, thank you for ushering us into the presence of the Lord, singing those truly Hosanna integrity music songs that bless us as the deer panteth after the water. That's our cry like David, so our soul longeth after thee. Thank you for allowing the Lord to use you this morning. Thank you also to the Right Honorable, the one who just is so much excitement and love in her life and has walked through a season that I've seen have her grow, and I'm so godly proud of Minister Cynthia Cox. Thank you for greeting and feeding our entire Master's Call family. To my beloved co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts, so love and esteem the God in you, praying for you this day in your transition, knowing God is with you. This has truly been a blessed journey, and I'm humbled to serve this time with you. Well, to our entire Master's Call family, our Artist Life family, thank you so much for giving of your time morning after morning to be a part of this call, to be a part of this assignment that God has given us. I have been in the midst of a series that usually in years past has taken me 2 times at the most, 3. And as I've been doing so much fasting and praying in this season, God has just told me to slow it down. And I know his voice, and I'm obeying it. We've been talking about practicing God's presence through prayer and praise. Practicing God's presence through prayer and praise. And if you'll refer back from our website, themasterscall.net, over the last couple of months, you'll see some of the previous lessons where we've been talking about 12 examples of things to believe for and practice. 12 examples of things to believe for. But you got to do more than believe. We've got to be doers to practice. The first one I talked about was, I will voice God's planted desires in my heart in prayer. I will voice God's planted desires in my heart in prayer, from that 37th Psalm, the 4th verse. The second example, principle we discussed was, the power of God is working in me. The power of God is working in my life. And we use the text scripture, 2 Peter 1, the 3rd verse. That second book of Peter, the 1st chapter, the 3rd verse. And I use the story of Joseph, of his journey of going from the pit to the palace with Potiphar's wife, thinking it was getting better, and a hiccup from hell, and he ended up in the prison. But ultimately, he fulfilled his purpose by being decreed and declared the prime minister in the time of famine. We're talking this morning about practicing God's presence through prayer and praise. The last time we were together, we talked about, I will make knowing God in me, with me, as my highest priority in my life. I will make knowing gnohi in the Greek, the intimacy, like Adam knew Eve. I will make knowing the voice of God, the presence of God, even the fragrance of God. Oh, yeah, he has a fragrance when he enters the room, the sweet smell, in me, with me, as my highest priority in my life. And our text there was Matthew 7, the 21st verse, Matthew 7, the 21st verse. Today, we're going to go to that fourth principle, and it's, I will believe God for increase. I will believe God for increase. And this is the one where most people hear get to shouting, to get being excited, thinking about the bills that didn't pay, the opportunities being grander and grandiose. But I'm going to talk about from the prism of God, when I will believe God for increase. In that 115th division of Psalms, Psalms 115, verses 14 through 16 reads, may the Lord cause you to flourish, both you and your children. May you be blessed by the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. The highest heavens belong to the Lord, but the earth he has given to mankind. Well, God's desire is for us to have increase, and increase in our borders, and to do the exceeding abundantly above more than we could ever ask or think, the increase. But we must first, oh, God ought to say to the heavens and on earth, first do our part. Yeah, there's some prerequisites. There's some disclaimers there, some requirements. We must first do our part. We must plant the seeds of truth and purpose, then watch God move mightily in our behalf. God is a God of increase. So stop thinking small. I did a series I did years ago about think big, believe big, and then achieve big. And the big acronym was just believe in God. See, many of us remember a few years back when a Christian book came out that took literally the world by storm, secular and Christian circles. It was a bestseller. It was listed by and written by Bruce Wilkinson, entitled The Jabez Prayer. The Jabez Prayer. And it was found in 1 Corinthians and verse 4 of chapter 4, verse 9 and 10, and it reads, "And Jabez was more honorable than his brother, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow." NIV says with pain. And verse 10, "And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldst bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast," that's the increase, "and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me." And God granted him that which he requested. God doesn't mind us having things. What he minds is when things have us. And he wants us and blesses us to be a blessing, not to hoard and hinder the furtherance of the kingdom of God. But many of us skip past that verse 9 that started out with, she bore him in pain. I'm talking briefly about things start off. It costs to birth some things. Birth pains are real. Birth pains are real when we're reaching our increase. Birth pains are real when we're on our journey for the produce. Birth pains are part of the process to get to the prize. See, it brings about pressure. It brings about us choosing to persevere and endure our process. Too many of us get off the potter's wheel when God is smoothing us out. When the heat of life, the world, is cut up, we want to cut out and then want to wonder why God wasn't with us, forgetting it's all part of the process, part of believing for that increase. Just like a mother experiences birth pains to bring forth her child, and that the child is the prize of joy that she feels when the pain fades away and the joy of what she has produced, a living being. But it's some birth pains in that process. And when we desire increase, which God wants us to desire, increase will come because we will grow, hopefully, in a good way. In 1 Corinthians, 3rd chapter, of that 6th verse, when Paul was talking to the people at Corinth, that seaport, he said, "I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase." In other words, we still have to do our part. I have planted. See, too many of us want to be the whole process. If we don't receive the benefits of planting the seeds. We want to hold on to our seeds. But see, even without my math degree, I think everybody on this line knows 0 times 0 equals yes, 0. If you put nothing in, if you choose not to plant the seed of your time, of your talent, and your treasure, why are you looking for the increase? You put nothing into it. We want to remember to do our part. Just do your part, and God will give the increase. See, Apollos watered. He didn't let us water. It's been so many projects in my life over the years. I know I have heard God say begin. And I sit and already know it. It's not my prophetic. It's just me knowing. Okay, you're going to have me start this, but I'm going to probably be transferred on and not get to see the total fruition of it. But that's okay, because it's going to bless those because I began it. And many things we begin, we often do get the chance to go back and look and see how it's increased. See, I didn't even realize as a little freshman in high school, I thought about it when I had this love for math to start the Junior Engineering Technical Society called JETS. And to see how that chapter has grown, and my heart was, because most girls didn't like math, to be honest, my motive was, I'm going to show y'all, if you just let us step back, get out of the way, we also can do great things. And I look at the fruit of a movie after all these years called Hidden Figures, where those women, were analytical and achieved, but they didn't see the increase, but they had to still do their planting. Well, it's going to help somebody to understand that we plant, others may water, but ultimately God gets the increase. Oh, in a scripture I posted on my refrigerator the whole year's I was in school at Oral Roberts Seminary, that Luke 12, that 48th verse. Too many times we just read the first half of it, and it's in the red, y'all. It means Jesus said it. It's not up for debate or discussion. And we know Luke was the doctor. Luke was the one who looked at things and understood their role. And he wrote in that 12th chapter of Luke, that 48th verse, and it said, "But he that knew not and did commit things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with few stripes." In other words, you didn't totally understand, so we can kind of look over your error, because you weren't fully informed. There was ignorance going in, and so we won't hold you as strongly accountable. And in life, in most things, if you didn't fully understand, there's not as many times stronger consequences. But if you keep on reading that 48th verse, it says, "But for to whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required. And whom men," this is the part most folks stop on, "and to whom men have committed much, of him they will even ask the more." So for some of us on this line who are multi-gifted, multi-talented with your deep, wonderful, and anointed self, hallelujah, I ain't a hater, I'm happy for you. But remember, and too much is given, the increase, and much is required. Those gifts are for you. They're a present for others. And to you who do these things God has used, God will even demand the more, the increase of the borders, the spreading out of doing more. When you're given more resources, it isn't just so you can say you have more. It's so that you can further the kingdom more. And we have to understand, when we believe God for the increase, start thinking bigger, believing bigger, confessing bigger, decreeing and declaring bigger. The increase is inside of you, because the Holy Ghost, the paraclete, is inside of us. And the increase just can't be for our personal what blesses us for and no more. It's about the furtherance, the building of the kingdom. Then God can trust us as stewards that he will bless us with even the more, because we'll be great stewards of what he's given us and he'll give us more. He'll give us the increase. We know the parable of the three men where one was left with one talent, one two talent, and one five, and the one with one talent buried it and thought he was doing God a favor, doing the owner a favor. Too many times you want to say, well, this is just for me and my family. God didn't give you that. That doesn't increase anybody. So we've got to have a bigger worldview. And even in the world that we're given, the circle of influence you're in, you should always be looking for ways to be better with the skills and the talents and the opportunities God has given you. Increase is part of our hearts. The balance is, he didn't say greed. He said increase to what? Further the kingdom of God. I challenge us in this pandemic time, have the creativity of Christ so that this challenge will propel some of us to do it different, be different, and watch the Ruah, breath of God, blow on it, and we end up increasing even more during a hard time. This company, the numbers have increased with more people joining artists, with more sales. More is happening because we had to do it a different way. We can't get together in people's homes. We're getting online and, online reaches more people. Increase than we were doing just at a home party of 10. We're reaching 100 at a time. I will believe God for increase. In Jesus' name, what you put inside of me, that's our prayer today. God, I'll use it to increase and further the kingdom for your glory and my good. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Back to you, Minister Brenda.
Well, let the church say amen, yes, and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God, thank you for increase. Glory to God. We will believe God for increase. Thank you so much, Pastor Vanessa. Dr. Vanessa, you knocked it out of the park again, and we will be calling you back to close us out with the benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Heavenly, holy, gracious Father, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you for being the awesome, awesome, magnificent, amazing God. We thank you, Lord, that you have brought us here together once more and again to sit at your feet and hear what the Spirit has to say to us. We once more and again, thank you, O Lord, sit here and hear that you want us to increase, Lord God, not for selfish purposes, but to give more back into your kingdom, into your people, and into all that you lead us to give more to. We thank you, O God, that you first gave your only begotten Son, that we, your people, could come back to the kingdom, come back home and be a part of your kingdom. We thank you, Father God, for the blood of Jesus that has washed us, has cleansed us, has redeemed us, O God. So with that same precious blood, Lord God, we're asking for the blood of Jesus. We're calling forth and declaring the blood of Jesus over all those who are ailing with sickness and diseases. We're coming against these diseases with the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Father God. You watch over your word to perform it. You told us in your word that you were bruised for our transgressions, our iniquities, and all that has entangled us, Father God, in bondage. So we come against these ailments right now with the blood of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, for healing JD and Glenn, Father God. We thank you for healing Katie and Kathy and Robert, Dr. PK, Father God. We thank you for healing Bishop Jerome and Charles and Anthony and Elvina. We thank you, Father God, for healing Eleanor, Lord God, and Jackie Rose and Tamara, just to name a few, Father God, because these people, Lord God, are calling upon you, and we are trusting and believing, Father God, that no weapon formed against them will prosper. We're trusting and believing that you watch over your word to perform it. We ask you, Father, that you heal and touch and comfort the bereaved families, Lord God, like never before. Our Stowers family, the Walker family, Father God, so many, Father, that have gone through and laid to rest their loved ones. Oh, Father God, touch like never before. We'll be careful to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name, hallelujah and amen. I tell you, this was a powerful, powerful message, and I encourage you to share this message with at least one person today. The playback is 712-432-1085. The pin is the same, 957-677-POUND. Again, 712-432-1085, 957-677-POUND. Morning Motivational Call up next, 712-770-4005-294. 617-POUND. Again, thank you so much, Psalmist Roslyn, for bringing us before the presence of the Lord this morning. Minister Honorable Cynthia Cox, thank you for seating and greeting everyone with the love of the Lord in your heart. And Dr. Vanessa, can't say enough. Yeah, I tell you, the message was powerful and profound. Thank you so much for allowing God to use you this morning. Would you please close us out with the benediction?
Spirit of the living God, we just thank you for your prominence, your presence, and your power in our lives. Father, we do desire to be your instruments of increase as your kingdom is furthered in the land. Individually, let the Spirit of the Lord rise up big inside of us, and we will understand our mission and our mandate and be about your business. I thank you that as we leave this call, we know that we will never leave your presence. You promised to always be with us. As we meditate on this word, let us have ears to hear and a heart to receive in this time and this season the increase that comes only from you. And we will, with a sacred, thankful heart, give you and you alone all the glory, all the honor, and all of the praise. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Go out. Have an absolutely awesome, terrific Tuesday. Be blessed. Bye-bye.